Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey guys, before this show starts, just want to let you know that over on Red Men Plus, our subscription service, we've got tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form as well. You love podcasts, we love making podcasts. Go and check it all out. That's redmenplus.com. Sign up for as little as £5 a month. You will not regret it. Now, enjoy the show.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the starting 11 prediction show. It is Ajax versus Liverpool in the Champions League and what can only be described as a must-draw game for Liverpool Football Club. I'm here, as I always am, to try and predict Jurgen Klopp's starting 11 for this game. So what I've done this time is I've left off the people who aren't in the squad, Naby and Oxlade-Chamberlain, even though Naby is back in training. I've obviously left off the injured players from the board behind me. If you're on Twitter and you want to come and see what I think Jurgen is going to do, then get over to youtube.com/TheRedMenTV. So I'm going to try and predict it. I'm going to start with the goalkeeper like I always do. I think there's no choice really in the matter. I think it's going to be Alisson Becker in nets there. As far as left back go, we've obviously got a couple of choices here. We've got Kostas Tsimikas and we've got Andy Robertson. As far as centre halves go, I think we've got Virgil van Dijk, Nat Phillips, Joe Gomez, Ibu Konate to play. Now, Konate, we know, is back in full training. If he's good to go, I think you have to go with Ibu alongside Virgil van Dijk. And I am just going to throw Andy Robertson at left back because I do think it's going to be him that gets the start as well. As far as right back goes, I think it's going to be Trent Alexander-Arnold for this one. Which would leave Nat Phillips over on the bench and, of course, Joe Gomez over on the bench as well. Although, if I play it safe, I think it's probably most likely to be Joe Gomez play again. But I'm going to put him on the bench for now. I might change my mind a little bit later. I'm going to leave Ramsey over there as well. As far as midfield goes, I think he's going to go with a two-man midfield. We've got some options, of course. We've got Jones, we've got Fabinho, Henderson, Milner. That's about it. Oh, obviously, by Cetic as well, so I'll throw him over there. I think it's probably likely to be something like a Jordan Henderson, Fabinho midfield, with Milner taking a little bit of a rest, and I'll move Keith Jones over there for now. As far as forwards go, I think Clark's probably not likely to play. Nunes is a really interesting one for me because there was a shout upstairs, I think, from Steve Plunkett, and he was talking about a 4-3-3 with Nunes off the left, but I'm just kind of remembering how much of a pain in the bum Nunes was for Manchester City on that left-hand side. It was City, wasn't it, I think? I kind of like him off the left-hand side, to be honest with you. And I'm going to go with Salah and Bobby Firmino and maybe Harvey Elliott there, which obviously leaves the likes of Kurt Jones and Carvalho not playing in this one. I think I like that. I'm not sure Jurgen would go with that. I actually think Jurgen might go with this, and you're not going to like this Twitter and the world and YouTube comments, because I actually think he might go with Kurt Jones off the left-hand side instead of Fabio, who obviously started off the left-hand side in midweek. No, at the weekend, apologies. So I think he might go with that, you know, and I think it's more likely that he actually goes again with Joe Gomez. I think that's the side that Jurgen might put out, but I am going to say Konate goes in there. And in a break from the norm, I might just go a bit mad and go, you know what, Jurgen, maybe maybe you've been listening to our conversations in the office and maybe you like the idea of Nunes off the left. And one of the reasons I'm sort of thinking Nunes off the left-hand side here rather than maybe Bobby out there or something like that is because I know what Bobby can do on that left-hand side, but if you give Nunes a little bit of space to run into, then he can cause major issues. And I think, look, the alternative way of doing this is probably shift these lads across, play Bobby and Nunes in the middle, and then you're kind of left with a Jones or a Fabio Carvalho, which I'm not bothered by. But I think just Elliot's that little step ahead of both Carvalho and Jones at the moment, which is why I chose to put him in, then shuffle basically everybody else out. And that way you're still getting Salah central. You've got the pace of Nunes on the left, which he has more pace than Fabio and Harvey Elliott as well. So I'm going to go that is Jurgen Klopp's starting 11. And if you want to set it up like that, you're more than welcome to. It doesn't make any odds to me. I think ultimately we know that those two lads are going to be Salah further ahead of Bobby Firmino and maybe Nunes getting down the wing there. Obviously, I've got the substitutes which are left, which would leave Adrian, Kelleher, Shimikas, Phillips, Gomez, Carvalho, Jones, Clark, Milner, Bajcetic and Ramsey. And me and Si were talking off air that we maybe think that he doesn't use his full allocation. Jones can play in left mid, said Lowen, CLFC. Yeah, I mean, I've literally just done that and obviously you typed that before. Face Althor says, I love that team, Chris. I like that. All the eggs in the Champions League basket again, says Lewis Cadogan. It feels a little bit like that, although we need to get back in the Champions League. So that's important as well. Naby is back. He was in training, says Charlie. Yeah, but he's not in the Champions League squad because Jürgen left him and Oxlade-Chamberlain out of it, I think, didn't he? Mwiz World says no, Thiago. No, it looks like he's still got that ear infection. I don't think he even travelled, to be honest with you, to Amsterdam. Elwick02 says Milner at right back. Milner plays right back. Maybe you could sneak a little Trent Alexander-Arnold into the midfield alongside maybe Fabinho or Jordan Henderson. But no, I do think that it's probably more likely to be Trent at right back. And it'll be interesting to see. Kwasim Kamar says 3-4-3. Shimmy starts Gomez at right back. 3-4-3 with Gomez at right back. Kostas Shimikas, the Greek Scouser over there at left back. 3-4-3. Wait there. Like that? Is that what you're talking about? Is that what it said? 3-4-3.
You've deleted
your comments. Oh, you're having a laugh, lad. You can't be just deleting your comments after I've done it. That's worse than the I swallow one. It's not. Okay, well, you've backed out of that because you've clearly seen it on the board and thought that was a ridiculous shout. I'm an idiot. Delete the comments. I'm jesting, of course, because actually, you know what? It didn't look too bad. I'd rather have had Robbo over there, but yeah, I don't think we're playing 3-4-3. I really don't. Watch him pull out a little 3-4-3 now from nowhere, from downtown. So there we go. That's that. Anyone know Ramsey's fit as Jason Smith? Not me. I did have him on the bench, I think, though. Yeah, I did have him on the bench just in case. Think having Trent in midfield with Gomez and Kanate at the back with Verge would be cheeky but nice. We obviously just looked at Trent Alexander-Arnold there, didn't we? Salah needs to be more involved. Central says I'm in AR. That's an interesting thing, an interesting shout for me because we obviously saw him central, but he wasn't involved. So if we could have him central and involved, like you've just said, that would be absolutely fantastic. It's a bit of a conundrum at the moment, isn't it? Because that front two could be, I think, that would be terrifying for Ajax, wouldn't it, if you could do that. But Bobby Firmino's been in such good form and he's been playing that central role so well as well that maybe he just deserves to be there. I do like the pace of him over on that left-hand side. As far as substitutes go, I think Carvalho, you know, had a tough outing at the weekend against Nottingham Forest in a team that didn't play well, but he's shown a lot of promise so far this season. would anybody else really be likely to figure? I think Kostas Tsimikas is likely to figure. Jones could be in the reckoning to figure. Carvalho and maybe James Milner. But other than that, I think, you know, by Bajcetic and Ramsey and Phillips, if they do make the bench, they're probably not likely to get into the 11 unless something mad's happened. We need Thiago for the Napoli game, that's for certain, says Elwix. Completely agree. Bajcetic in a 2 with Hendo. Why not? The kid's good and Hendo is some fella to work alongside, says Jason Smith. Okay, well, let's have a little look at that one then. I mean, he can't be in worse form than this lad here, can he, to be fair? Like, I mean, Fabinho's not covered himself in glory. He's not covered himself in anything this season so far. And I really like the looks of Stefan Bajcetic as well. I think he looks like a real tidy sort of player there. And he's definitely one of those ones that you've got to keep your eye on, because I think, you know, maybe 2-3 years, he could have made maybe that position his own. If he keeps on improving and showcasing what he has showcased so far in his early days of a Liverpool career. Dominic Baggett, I don't think Konate will start. It'll be Robertson, Van Dijk, Gomez and Trent in mid, Henderson, Fab, Elliot up front, Nunes, Bobby and Salah. So yeah, that's pretty much exactly what I've done, apart from, you know, we mentioned the Gomez Konate thing earlier on in the video, so I think that's a good shout there, mate. Well done. Tom Finn says 3-4-3 could work, with the front three being more central and Trent and Robbo as the wing backs. Okay Tom, let's do it. Tom wants a 3-4-3. Let's throw Gomez in to the back three for now. Let's move Van Dijk over there for 3-4. Let's lose Harvey Elliott for this one. Let's play Salah off the left-hand side. Nunes in there. Now, again, this isn't that it couldn't work. I would never think that. I never thought that it couldn't work, Tom. It kind of... It's more about, well, we've not played with a back three before. One lad's coming back from injury and stuff like that. Are these lads used to this position? No. Is it massively different for them? No, probably not. But the defending as a back three is. And one of the things that I think Jürgen has done so well over the course of his Liverpool career while he's been manager is he has always left two at the back. So if I just take Joe Gomez out for now and I'll bring Harvey Elliott back in before I sort of make this point. And this is why I think good sides leave less players back, essentially. Now, when Liverpool attack, you obviously leave two defenders back. With the three at the back, you don't do that, which means you just don't have an extra body going forwards to break a team down. And I think, you know, we know that Liverpool's defensive strategy at times can be risky, and it is predicated on the fact that we leave two men back there in a lot of open space for the opposition to attack in. But what that does mean is we get an extra body forwards, which can then go and attack. So I think by going to three at the back, that's like Jürgen saying, well, all the work we've done to try and, you know, bring eight bodies forwards is now we're just bringing seven bodies forward. So while it looks like, yes, you are doing it for defensive reasons, it actually doesn't help the attacking as much, which is why I don't think Jürgen wants to go to three at the back. I hope that's explained why I think he won't do it anyway. I think it's going to be 3-2 Liverpool, so Christopher Campbell, I like that. A fab play centre-back going forwards. Okay, Blue Harvest Toys, fair play. That's one way of doing it. Trent lives in that position, and how is he not used to it, as Dean Kay? Slightly different, isn't it, to be fair, because he's obviously got different people covering for him. So, yeah, I mean, look, I did say as well, it's not too dissimilar. Fabinho's running through quicksand all season. Do we think it's a fitness intensity thing or mentality, says Alex Papsicle. Fabinho's been running through quicksand. Do we think it's a fitness mentality thing or fitness intensity thing or mentality? I'm not sure at the moment. He doesn't look anything like the player that we've seen over the last few years, does he? I mean, you know, he doesn't look fit, and mentally he looks not there, and I don't know whether one's feeding into the other or they're both causing these issues or whatever, but he doesn't look fit to me. He really doesn't. He looks like, as you say, he's running in quicksand and stuff. So don't know the answer to that question. Couldn't even come up with a guess as to why. Ramsey not near the first team, says Kevin Vaquero. Not at the moment, I don't think so. We need this win to rest some key players against Napoli, strongest team out against Ajax, says Cameron. I think I've kind of gone with the strongest team that I think Jürgen will put out. I can't imagine he'd be messing around there. We need to get a draw. We absolutely desperately need to get a draw so that we can have a little bit of a rest against Napoli. You're absolutely spot on. Whereas, well, do you see one surprise, and that's Milner's going to play. He's not worse than Fabinho. Let's try Milner start on Wednesday. Milner is going to play. Is he? Yeah, fair play. Hassan says, do you like the Anfield agenda? I've never really watched their content, to be honest with you. So I couldn't tell you one way or the other. I know a lot of people like his content. They think it's really good. Fair play to him. He's clearly doing well. I like people that do well for themselves. I know it's how hard an industry it is to sort of be in and stuff. So fair play to him. Trent Wright Mid says Liverpool Owen. Right mid. Ooh, I like it. So let's play James Milner there. Let's go Trent, the big man, up on the right-hand side with Nunes, Firmino and Salah. Looks kind of tasty. Maybe we could throw a little Calvin Ramsey, if he's fit and available, in there as well, and see what he could do with Trent ahead of him. Okay, I like it. Maybe one day. I mean, we literally saw him get brought on further up the field the other day, didn't we? So why not? Why not? And who have we got there? We've got Elliot going back in there. We'll do one more comment. I think Phillips will ever get a shout. Not really. None left as a real problem. Guru Jay said, what's up, big dog? Good work on the lineup. Thank you very much. There you go. Then that has been my starting 11 prediction, Joe, for who I think Jurgen Klopp is going to start. And a little bit of hope with Nunes off the left-hand side and Konate at centre-back, of course. But thank you very much for watching. I'll be on watch-along duties tomorrow night, and I can't wait for it. Paul's over in Amsterdam, living life to the max. I'm sure he's actually on the plane right now, but I'm sure in around about 50 minutes, he'll be living life to the max. So fair play. I hope he's safe out there. I hope all the Reds who travel out there are safe and enjoy themselves. Hopefully Liverpool can give them a big 3 points in the UEFA Champions League. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you all soon. Ta-ra.
If you enjoyed this podcast, then we've got a whole load more for you right now. Head over to redmenplus.com. You can get extra Red Men podcasts. You've got Around the League. You've got The Debate Show, Jano Insight with Neil Jones, and Podcast Extra, all the stuff that we could never possibly broadcast on public spaces. It is there, available in your native podcasting app on the go as well. Head to redmenplus.com and sign up.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.